For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Despite the frigid temperatures, the show must go on, and you've already attended two in the new year.
Far more, but this weekend locally I saw Snake in the Grass, and I saw the Kavanoki production of A.R. Gurney's Family Furniture.
Well, let's go with Gurney first. What'd you think?
I love the play. Set on the Canadian shore of Lake Erie, a Buffalo family in the 1950s, and the children begin to suspect that mother is having an extramarital affair, which of course she is. The role played by Lisa Ludwig, very good performances in a production nicely directed by Peter Palmisano in a non-realistic set. And it's a very gracious production, this highly civilized family having this crisis beneath the surface. But I would recommend Family Furniture at the Kavanoki Theater.
And over at the Marie Mayday Theater, it's on the Canisius College campus, for Alan Ayckbourn's Snake in the Grass. Well, how was that?
The building or the show? Because, you know, once I've never seen the ceiling in there because I'm so mesmerized by the tile on the floor. It's just gorgeous, beautiful building. That was interesting because we were talking about, you know, how cold it was, and they took a real hit for their opening night because it was Thursday and most people didn't go out. So I was there with a very small audience. I would say I was very impressed by a small independent company giving 100% for a handful of people. And I lingered afterward. It was their opening night. And to have champagne with a cast that is not the least bit deterred or dejected, you know, not allowing it to dampen the festivities of an opening night. This is a thriller with lots of twists and turns. I was expecting, you know, a Carrie dead body to grab the throat at one point kind of thing. This is, you know, slipping a body down a well and reversals of fortunes and just great fun. Alan Ayckbourn, master of tight plotting, and that's what he's done here. A smart cast, a good time, and these are two good times, very different. If you were looking for something, the soulful one is Family Furniture. Snake in the Grass is the thriller.
It's a Red Thread Theater production, which begs the question what Josephine Hogan is up to, but she was there opening night.
She was. She's directed it, co-directed it, because you're asking how could she be in two places at once.
That's exactly what I was going to ask. How can she open The Lion in Winter tonight at the Irish Classical?
One, she had an equity schedule, and one, she had an independent schedule, so she was simply working constantly, but you have daytime, nighttime, and she co-directed with Eileen Dugan for the other. And that enabled her to play the great role Eleanor of Aquitaine opposite Vincent O'Neill's Henry II in Lion in Winter, opening tonight on the Andrews Theatre stage of the Irish Classical Theatre Company. This is Family Dysfunction in the 12th Century. Wonderful. I guess my overused word of the week will be fun. It is great fun.
The 12th century is great, but everybody wants to go back to 1956. I'm sure of it.
Do you remember when we were kids and people used to say, oh, that the 50s were so innocent? Upon reflection, not so innocent. So go ahead, lay it on me. Where are we going here?
Well, we're going down to the Church of the Ascension.
To the basement of the Church of the
Absolutely,
Ascension.
Absolutely, which is sort of where the play is set, in a church basement. It's five lesbians eating a quiche.
And you would like to know what that's about?
Yes, I would.
Okay. Set in 1956, it is the Susan B. Anthony Society for the Sisters of Gertrude Stein, which I think these women are clueless as to the implication that we in the 21st century see. And they have their annual quiche breakfast, where their motto is good manners, no men, no meat.
Okay.
And during this annual meeting, they get word that the communists are dropping an atomic bomb on the city. It is a lighthearted parody of the values and sexual repression of the 1950s. It debuted in Chicago, where it was a big hit, went to the New York Fringe and back to Chicago. It's very clever, very droll, and entirely for adults. Five lesbians eating a quiche, and that is in the basement of the Church of the Ascension, where ART usually plays.
Church of the Ascension, it's where Franklin bends slightly and becomes Linwood, right there at North.
Right. It was once called Buffalo's first suburban church because it was north of North Street.
You learn something every time you listen to this radio station.
Let's hope.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.